Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Monday to you. How was church yesterday? My, we had a wonderful Lord's Day here. Just a wonderful morning service, and then, boy, a missionary to restricted access countries with us last night that we've supported now for a number of years, and boy, it was great to hear his update and see what God is doing in parts of the world. It just was incredible. Hard to believe, but God is at work and reaching people for Christ and seeing people saved. It's just been amazing. And so we had a delightful day. God met with us and stirred our hearts and saw a big picture again of what the Lord's doing in this world. And we're so glad we're on the winning side. Hope it was a great Sunday for you where you were, and that you were in your place, and that you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor, and that God spoke to your heart. Gave you what you needed as we head in here to another week of January. Wow, just one more week to go, and we'll be turning into February already. That's hard to believe that January is passing us by so quickly, but I hope you had a wonderful Lord's Day yesterday. If your Bible's nearby, let's go to the last book of the Old Testament, Malachi. Malachi. And Malachi chapter 3, and I'm going to begin reading in verse number 6, where the Bible says, "For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers, ye are gone away from mine ordinances, and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye said, Wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, Wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse. For ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast your fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts." You see, unless we're obedient and faithful servants, fulfilling our obligations as children of God, then God cannot bless us in the manner that he would want to. The blessings and the promises of God are conditional upon our obedience to his word. Okay, if you have a child that's rowdy and disobedient and won't listen, I doubt that you feel like they deserve a reward. You wouldn't run down the store and buy a new bicycle or a new iPad or something for that a child. Why? Not if they're consistently disobeying you. You wouldn't go down and buy a cell phone for a child who won't get off the phone to do their homework now. If you do, you just have more bad grades and a bigger cell phone bill. You're not going to make it easier for a child to do that which they should not be doing in the first place, or you just create a monster that you can't control, worse than the one you already can't control. So if you don't reward bad behavior, or if we do reward bad behavior, then you're only teaching the child they can get away with it and still get what they want. Bad behavior should be rewarded, all right, but it should be rewarded with a trip to the woodshed. Or some time in the timeout corner, I guess, or removal of some privileges. But I think a good old-fashioned spanking is still good in order, and it's right in the sight of God. Discipline will build the right kind of character into our children. But if we let them do whatever they want and reward them in spite of their disobedience, then we get what basically we have in our society now, a self-centered, disobedient adult who will be part of the problem and not part of a solution. Well, God begins here, this Malachi, I guess through Malachi, to Israel, an indictment against Israel that they have stolen from God. Now, it's one thing to steal from anybody, from any man, but to rob God really takes some guts. But that's exactly the language God uses about Israel's failure to give to him. And they respond like, "How have we robbed you? How have we robbed God? They were angry at God for not blessing them, and they were resistant to giving to God any of the tithe and offering. And again, they think God still ought to bless them even though they were disobedient. They didn't see anything wrong with that. One man lived in a small town with one bank and three churches. Early one Monday morning, the bank called all three churches with the same request. Could you bring in your Sunday's collection right away? We're running low on $1 bills. Oh boy, what a sad commentary. I'm sure as Malachi wrote the words, he couldn't believe it. A man robbed God? The receiver robbed the giver? The forgiven robbed the forgiver? The redeemed rob his redeemer? The protected rob his protector? He couldn't believe Israel would do that. But God said they robbed him in tithes and offerings. How terrible that they would expect, that they would rob God and still expect God to bless them, to care for them, to protect them, and provide for them. But before we get too hard on Israel, let's be sure that we're not robbing God as well. I don't want to be guilty of robbing anyone, but I dead sure don't want to be guilty of robbing God. You know, there's things we can rob God of. Number one, the Bible says we can rob God of service. The Bible says in Romans 12 and verse 1, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, for by grace are ye saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. That's ordination there. That's foreordained. What? That we should walk in the good works God has for us, that we should serve the Lord and give ourselves wholly to him. That's just our reasonable service. If a man feeds a cow, he can expect milk. If a man feeds a horse, he can expect some labor. If a man feeds a hen, he can expect some eggs. If a man feeds a dog, he can expect some obedience. What is God getting for feeding you? See, God saved us that we might live our lives for him. And we are saved to serve. The Bible says no man can serve two masters. The point is, you're going to serve a master. We all serve someone with our lives. And we either serve God or we serve self, or we serve God or we serve money. Well, wait a minute, Pastor. I believe the Bible's the word of God, but I didn't ask you that. Are you robbing God of service? Pastor, I cut my teeth in the nursery. I grew up in church. I'm glad you did, but I didn't ask that. I ask, are you robbing God of service? 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, Paul writing to this wonderful church in Thessalonica, and beginning in verse number 8, he says, for from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place. Your faith to God's word is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God. We turned from idols to what? To serve the living and true God. Oh, that it's time for God's people to become God's servants once again. The Bible says we serve the Lord with gladness. The communists will give all to their cause. The socialists will give all to their cause. The globalists will give all to their cause. The cults will give all to their cause. The humanists will give all to their cause. The Muslim will give all to their cause. How dare any of us who love the Lord Jesus Christ give less than our best for our Savior? Oh, my friend, I don't want to rob God of service. I'm happy in the service of the King. I am happy, oh, so happy. I have peace and joy that nothing else can bring in the service of the King. My friend, you're happy when you serve. There's no, Christianity is a participation. It is not a spectator religion. You don't sit and just come to church and sit and occupy a pew. No, serve the Lord through your church. Don't rob God of your service. But secondly, the Bible reminds us, let's not rob God of our youth. Let's not rob God of our youth. Paul would write to Timothy in 1 Timothy 4 and verse 12, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. I don't know where the idea came from that you have to wait till you're out of your teen years to be a dedicated Christian. I don't know where the idea came that the young people and the teens have to sing different songs than what the adults sing. What's wrong with teens singing what the adults are singing? What's wrong with teens dressing like adults dress? I'm saying God wants the sunrise, not just the sunset. God wants the morning as well as the evening. God wants the bud as well as the falling petals. Children, young people, adults, parents, grandparents, everyone ought to live right, dress right, walk right. God deserves our youth. He deserves the energy of youth, the enthusiasm of youth, the strength of youth, the excitement of youth, the memory of youth. I thank God I was able to serve my Lord from my youth. I thank God that I had a dad who said, we're going to be in church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, revival meetings, special meetings, youth rallies. Don't tell me, well, my parents forced me to go when I was younger, so I don't go now. That's not true. You don't go because your heart's wicked and you don't want to go. Listen, own up to it. I was forced to go every time the doors are open when I was younger. And guess what? I still go every time the doors are open. And I'm happy to go every time the doors are open. And I'm thankful for the verses I learned and the songs that I was taught. Oh, my friend, I'm so thankful that I was able to serve God in my youth. I get older now, and I get tired easier now, and I deal with arthritis now, and there's limitations on what I can do. But I'm glad that I spent my younger years serving Jesus Christ. Don't rob God of your youth, my friend. Don't do that. Are you robbing God of your service? Are you robbing God of your youth? Let's allow our young people to serve. Serve the Lord with gladness. And then, I don't have time to develop this today. We'll come back and finish it up tomorrow. But let's not rob God of tithes and offerings. You say, well, preacher, you know, the New Testament doesn't talk about tithing. Well, we'll maybe have to look at that tomorrow and see if that's true, if God did away with that. And even if he did, do you think God would want less under grace than he did under the law? Oh, I don't think so. And the truth is, we can still rob God in our tithes and our offerings. That's what he told the people of Israel in Malachi chapter 3. You've robbed me. And they couldn't believe it. Where have we robbed you? And God said, you've robbed me in tithes and offerings. And we'll talk about the law and what the law says about it. And then we'll talk about the church and what he says to the church. And we'll get into that tomorrow, Lord willing, when we get together on the broadcast. But our time is fleeting away here for today. But I hope you have a great Monday. And you'll continue to serve the Lord with your life and honor him with all that you say and do. Just a reminder, we have a Facebook page, Bible Baptist Church of Grove City. And you can go there and see past broadcasts and get any announcements that we have, prayer requests, etc. And that's on our Facebook page. We also have a YouTube channel, Bible Baptist Church of Grove City. And of course, you can also pick up these radio broadcasts on our website, bbcgrovecity.org. And also on iTunes and iHeartRadio under podcasts. And you can listen there and it'll notify you when a new broadcast is up. All right? Well, listen, have a wonderful Monday, everybody. I appreciate you listening to Words to Encourage Radio. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.